Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, everybody. This is Sharon. Welcome to the show.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1, go.
Well, hello, everyone. Thank you so much for joining me today. This is Sharon, and it's always a delight for me to have you with me. I know you could probably be doing anything else, and you may be doing something else while listening to me, but I just want you to know how appreciative I am. And I say it all the time, and I say it because I truly mean it. There are some of you who have been with me since day one. You have been with me since I did my first show. And I just want you to know how appreciative I am. I want to say thank you and how much it means to me, the suggestions that you have given, the comments, the interaction, the calls. It has been amazing. Thank you so much. I just love, 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 love you, and I extend virtual hugs to you. And for those who may be new, welcome. Thank you for joining us today. The mission of this show is to build strong businesses in the community so that we can put people to work. And you're probably wondering, how do we go about doing that? And we try to do it in such a way that it enlightens, informs, and entertains you. But we do our best as well to bring programming that provides knowledge in the areas of sales, branding, pricing, media buying, internet, social media, franchising, networking, event planning. Oh, we talk about a lot of things on the show, but we also discuss relationships as well because we believe that we are all relational and we need to know how to get along with people. So once again, thank you so much for joining me today. And the topic for today, the topic that we're looking at today is how to sustain your business through a crisis. How do you sustain your business during a crisis? What are some things that you can take a look at? What are some areas that you need to look at? So we'll be talking about that today. And when we come back, I'm also going to give you the word for the day. Thank you again for joining me today. It's always a delight to have you. And when we come back, we are going to share with you the word for the day. Thank you for joining me. This is Sharon.
I've been getting tired of listening to the same songs on the radio over and over again. So I took matters into my own hands and decided to do something about it. I downloaded the Tenaboy Radio app, and I've been in love ever since. Tenaboy Radio. I listen to it online, and if I'm out and about, I listen to it on my phone. Tenaboy Radio. If you're ready to experience a different sound in radio, download the app, Tenaboy Radio, or go to their website, www.tenaboyradio.com. Music the way I like it. Tenaboy Radio.
Thank you so much for joining me today. This is Sharon, and today we are going to be talking about sustaining your business during a crisis, sustaining your business during a crisis. But before that, we do that, I want to share with you the word for the day or the word for the week. And that word is one that you are very familiar with. And it is patience. Patience. I know you've heard that word before. You've probably heard the saying that patience is a virtue. Well, what is patience exactly? Patience is the capacity to accept or tolerate trouble, the capacity to tolerate delay, or even suffering without getting angry or upset. Patience. And that word is very relevant today because with everything that's taking place, not only in the financial market, but in our social environment as well, patience is something that in many cases appears to be lacking. And if you are a business owner or you own a business, patience may not be one of your best virtues right now, which is quite understandable. So we are going to be talking today about some things that you may want to consider to sustain your business, to do your best to keep your business afloat during these times. And some of these things are things that you may have already thought about that you're already looking at doing, and some may not be. So what we're going to do, we're going to dive right in. And one of the first things that, of course, as a business owner, you must do is really take a look and analyze where you are right now, what's truly happening with your business right now. I don't mean just from the standpoint of, you know, you don't have as many customers right now, you know that maybe you're not getting as many phone calls, you're not getting as many orders placed, not just that, but really taking a deep dive into your business and seeing where you are. Taking a look at what's coming in and what's going out. And, of course, we've been in COVID for several months now, and you may be able to, you should be able to get a better handle on the numbers as it relates to your incoming and what's going out as far as your financial situation. And what I mean by that, so yeah, I mean specifics like if you're leasing, how much is the lease? If you're having to purchase products, how much is, what monies are going out with that, and then what exactly is coming in. You really have to analyze your ongoing business and get an idea as to what the bare bones scenarios are right now. And that takes a little bit of time. You may have to sacrifice doing that in place of doing some other things that you really think may be important, but analyzing where you are right now, that's really huge. And once you've analyzed where you are, once you've taken a look at what's coming in and what's going out, what does that look like? What does the numbers look like? What's the discretionary income that you currently have, the income that's there, whether it's positive? There may be no income. Maybe you're just breaking even, and then maybe you are losing money. Maybe it's negative. So really having an understanding of what that looks like. And once you've had an opportunity to analyze that, and again, it depends on what those numbers look like as far as what your next move would be, but taking a look at that is very important. The next thing you have to consider, whether it's a positive number, negative number, or you're just breaking even, really at this point it doesn't matter because we don't know how much longer we're going to be in this situation. And as a business owner, being frugal is something that regardless of what situation you're in, you really need to be making some moves that are very frugal today. And frugal meaning maybe you need to save money instead of spending it out on some really awesome technology that you wanted for your business. It may be time to really take a look at this new normal and start looking at what's going on. After you kind of analyze what's going on, reassure your customers. Reassure them, because if they're your customers, that means that maybe you may be their number, they may be your number one fans. And, of course, without your current customers, without your current clients, you may not be able to sustain what you currently have. And sometimes in the time of crisis, business owners start looking at how can they generate more leads, how can they get more clients. They put so much time and energy into that as opposed to really cultivating the clients that they currently have. And ways to reassure your clients and to make sure that you're providing them the maximum amount of services that you can provide them is really, really key. So how can you do that? Well, one, you can pick up the phone and call your clients. And all of these you may or may not be able to do, but some of them, or at least one of them, you should be able to do. Reassure your clients, finding out what are they thinking, what are their thoughts, what are the things that they need, do they know others or have family or friends that may need your services. Send out an email updating them on what's happening with you. If you have a text messaging service, you can send out a text message just letting them know you're still there, you're still there to take care of their needs. If you have customer accounts that you deal with and you're able to leave updates or announcements, do that. If you're on social media, you may be able to post some reassuring messages to your customers that way. Your customers will appreciate the fact that you thought enough of them during this time just to reassure them or to touch bases with them. Showing sensitivity during this time is very important. And if you haven't reached out to your customers, your clients, your parishioners, if you haven't come up with a way to touch each one of them, if possible, you may be missing out on an opportunity to, one, show that you care, but also to let them know that you're still there. So update your customers. Stay in touch with them. The third thing is you may have to get really creative. Typically during times of crisis is when creativity explodes. Yes, you may have seen people in the media or even in your community who are doing things they've never done before as a business, because they're doing their best to be creative and ride out the struggles that people are facing right now. And your creativity may mean collaborating with others, maybe even getting feedback from your clients, setting up a brainstorming session, saying, you know what, this is where we are today. What are some things that we could do to make things easier for you? How can you take your marketing up to another level? The more creative you can be, the better off you may be, the better the probability of you having success. So there are all types of tools out there right now that you may be able to use, maybe you haven't thought about. There are many business owners right now that are doing things differently than they did before, collaborating, doing virtual meetings, setting up virtual shop. So, for instance, if you have a restaurant, if you have a restaurant and maybe people are not buying and they're not able to come into your store right now, it might not be a bad idea to become creative and maybe do a cooking class virtually. Let your clients know that you'll be showing them simple ways, practical ways that they can do meals from themselves. And, of course, on those days and times that they don't have time, they can come by your shop and you can fix it for them. You can have their food ready for them. Be of value to your customers. Join various conversations that are taking place online. And if you have social media accounts, maybe you can post more often, post regularly. Keep your clients in the loop on what's happening with the business. And for those of you who may not have a social media platform, you may not be on social media, this may be an opportunity to become really creative and open up a couple of accounts so that you can be in the game. And when we come back from this short break, we're going to talk a little bit more about social media marketing right here. This is Sharon.
What's going on, people? It's your boy, Zay Lee, Reflect Nation, stand up. And you are listening to Sharon Bennett on the Marketing Pulse.
Thank you so much for joining me. This is Sharon, and today we are talking about how to sustain your business during a crisis. What can you do to keep your business afloat? Is there anything you can possibly do to make the probability of your business being successful higher? We're talking about that today. And once we finish, I'm hoping that you are going to have some ideas that maybe you can take back to your team and you can build on. But when we left on the break, we were discussing marketing and social media. For those who may not have social platforms, meaning you may not be on Facebook, you may not be on Twitter, you may not have an Instagram account or website. For those of you who may not have those things, this may be a great opportunity to become creative and use some of those platforms to your benefit. Most of the platforms you can join for free. There's no cost for you to be on those platforms. But not only that, but if you decide to use some of their advertising services, you can have your message and your business in front of millions and billions of people. And I have done a show on social media where I have included the statistics for social media. And I'm telling you, there are so many people on Facebook today. There are people who are who use Google, millions of people. So it's an opportunity for you to possibly get in front of other people that you may not be able to get in front of currently. And sustaining a business is all about having clients and customers who use your services and your products. And not only being on social media, getting that exposure, but it's also a way to build your relationships in a virtual capacity. Not only can you invite people to your platforms, making them aware of you, but engaging them, communicating with them, starting groups so that you can share valuable information about your industry. Most of the time, people are clients because you have something that they want or they need. And the thing is, there's a lot of suffering going on, of course, in our community right now. People losing their jobs, people not able to afford various things. But there are those who can. There are those who still have their jobs, who may still need the products and services that you offer, and they may not know about you. So this is an opportunity for you to become creative and think of doing things that you may not have done before, things outside the box that can get you in front of other people. So improve your online presence. If you don't have an online presence, start one. Even if you just use one social media platform, take a look at having a website. There are services out there that may be free services. You may be able to do it yourself, or you may need assistance with building a website. But that is your online real estate. So improve your online presence, because that's where many people are today. As you know, practically everyone and their children have cell phones, and people are using their mobile devices more and more to do business. They go to social media to see if people have websites or Facebook pages. Do you have one? Are you present? And so although we are going through pandemic, marketing to your clients and potential prospects should always be part of running your business. And when we come back, I'm going to share with you a couple of things that you may just have to think about in order to sustain your business. And if you think it's maybe not possible to sustain your business, what are some things that you might need to do? When we come back, right here, this is Sharon.
You're listening to Johnny Lee with the KeithAtWork.org organization and the E-Panic Button. And we're here with Sharon Bennett on the Marketing Pulpit.
Thank you so much for joining me today. This is Sharon, and today we are talking about sustaining your business during a crisis. As a manager, as business owners, this is a critical time in the life of your business because of all of the things that are taking place in the environment and in the community today. And business owners are having to take a hard look at whether it's best to continue the business or maybe to move on, close the doors, or move on to something different, or expanding what you currently have, going into a different area. This is a time that business owners are having to be creative and are having to use patience, which is our word for the day, to not only encourage employees, if you have employees, but also to keep your current clients aware of what's going on. And that does require a lot of patience, meaning the capacity to tolerate trouble, to tolerate delay, or to tolerate suffering without getting angry or upset. It's not always easy to do. That's why they say patience is a virtue. But this is the time maybe to start evaluating what you're doing, where you are, and if you need to make some changes. And one of the things that you can also do as a business is take a look at your competition. What is your competition doing? What are they doing that you can learn from? Sometimes businesses that may be larger or they may have more revenue coming in, sometimes they're doing simple things that's helping to sustain them, and maybe those are things that you can learn from. Study the ones that are seem to be making it through a crisis. Maybe look back years ago when there were crises, and what did businesses do to sustain themselves? You may have to do some research. But there are companies that are changing their business model, and they are making it through this crisis. Now, given everybody's situation is not the same, but this is still a great opportunity for you to dig deep and give it your best shot. Another thing is take a look at your time. How are you spending your time? And as a business owner, one of the hottest things is to decide, is this worth pursuing? How are you spending your time? Are you spending your time on a business venture that's worth pursuing? This is a great time for introspection, to take a look at what's going well. It's a great time to assess your business. It's a great time to earnestly ask yourself, is this the direction you need to be going in? And, of course, one of the main things for those who are believers, seeking higher power, tapping into your purpose. Is this your purpose? And understanding that this could very well be an opportunity to evolve into something even better. But not just you, but for your business. And sometimes during a crisis, sometimes that's when some of the best ideas are discovered. So although you may be going through a crisis as a business, maybe you're not sure if you're going to be able to sustain yourself, it's still a great opportunity to look at other ways of doing business, improving your online presence, making contact with your clients, keeping them informed, finding out if there are things that you can do for them. And sometimes clients come up with some of the best ideas, things that you haven't even thought of. Taking a look at your competition, what are they doing? Use this time to take a course to become better at what you're doing, to become certified in something. Also, one of the last things that I'm going to talk about is if you are a business owner and you've been in business for a while, you more than likely have knowledge that you can impart to others who may be trying to start a business, who may be trying to find their way. So being a consultant or sharing your knowledge online or with newspapers or with bloggers, connecting with influencers in your community or online may be great for you to do. Share your knowledge. Sometimes people are more than happy to pay for your knowledge. And above all, keep an open mind. Be open and do your best to stay positive. There's some real challenges here, but there are many businesses that have faced huge challenges before, and they either evolved, they went into something else, or they were able to stay the course and found success on the other side. And I do believe that you can do that too. And you know, my dad used to tell me years ago, he said, you know, if you want to be successful, surround yourself by people who are smarter than you are. People who are smarter than you are, you need to surround yourself by them because they may have ideas and thoughts and opinions that you haven't even thought about. So I'm encouraging you to do that today. Try to be patient. And sometimes during a crisis is when the best ideas present themselves. Are you ready? Are you prepared? I hope that you are. And I hope that some of the things that we said today, I'm hoping that you will be able to use them to reflect, to do some introspection, and make some wise and smart decisions. Thank you so much for joining me. This is Sharon, and I hope you have a wonderful, wonderful week.